everybody, and welcome to another edition of Monsters Insiders right here on NEO Sports Insiders. Matt Lodi, along with our good friend, the play-by-play man of the Lake Erie Monsters, Tony Brown. And Tony, welcome in back again. Tough game last night at the Q, but I'll tell you what, the Grand Rapids Griffins are on one heck of a roll. They win their 12th in a row as the Monsters fall 3-2. A little bit of takeaway from that game last night, Tony.
Yeah, great to be with you, Matt, as always. Thanks for having me back. And, yeah, certainly another good hockey game that wants to become a pretty good rivalry between the Monsters and Griffins. They're going to play 12 times this year before it's all said and done. That was the fifth game of the season series last night. And sort of a slow start for both teams. Of course, Grand Rapids came into the game with that 11-game winning streak. You talked about a win would give them a franchise record, so they were motivated throughout for sure. But the Monsters were coming off a couple of really satisfying home wins last weekend over the Chicago Wolves in front of some really big crowds at the Q. Those were both tight games, sort of gridded out games that are really gratifying to win. And so the Monsters, I think there was a lot of excitement and a lot of confidence heading into this game last night against Grand Rapids. But a midweek game and one that's easy to take your eye off the ball with, a little bit of a slow start for both teams, and in the end, the Monsters, for the second straight game in the season series against Grand Rapids, outshot the Griffins heavily, like 40-plus to 20, mid-20s there. So they had their chances. They had their opportunities. At the end of the day, a 47-save performance or somewhere in that ballpark there for Jared Coro, the Grand Rapids goaltender, was the difference in the game. But Grand Rapids got to tip your cap. 12 straight games, no matter how it happens. It's an amazing run they're on. It's now the longest winning streak in the league this year. And again, a franchise record for them. So lots of tight games against the Griffins this year. Last night was one of them. The Monsters came up just short.
Talk a little bit about when you see a team that's on a roll like that, like Grand Rapids. They obviously are playing with a ton of confidence, but it just seems like when you're winning that many games in a row, the puck just has to bounce a certain way for you too.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you can win 12 games in this league or in any league, you know, if you ask me, just, you know, without some help. And so the Griffins have certainly had some good fortune. The streak almost ended the game prior to last night's game here in Cleveland, in Des Moines, Iowa, where the Griffins had scored twice in the final minute to win it eventually in overtime. But, you know, the Griffins are, I think when you're playing well and when things are working for you and panning out for you, you kind of make your own luck. And Grand Rapids has done a lot right over this streak. But, you know, the one thing I think is important not to forget is, you know, the way they started the year was really the opposite of how they're playing now. And so a 12-game winning streak and still they have not caught up to the Monsters in the standings. So, you know, it's a big accomplishment, a great feat, but, you know, when you step back a little bit and you look at it, it's nice to have a winning streak, but I think they'd rather have, you know, a place in the standings above fourth in the division. So it's a long way to go this year, and it's a great confidence-building thing for the Griffins to have, but it will end at some point, and then it's really about the points. And Grand Rapids got two big ones last night.
Again, right now, the Monsters in third place in the Central Division, trailing Rockford and Milwaukee. The Monsters, after 25 games, are 15-17, 1-2. That's good for 33 points. Rockford at 17-16, 1-2 at 37 points. And Milwaukee at 17-8, 1-0, 35 points. Monsters in action this weekend. They will be in Charlotte for back-to-back games. This is a little bit weird, Tony. Well, not necessarily, I guess, but Saturday and Sunday, but it's a quick turnaround. Saturday is a 7 o'clock game at Bojangles Coliseum, and then turn around and play at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So really, you don't even get a 12-hour turnaround.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of hockey in a tight window, and I think the Monsters are excited to get out on the road. Practice today in Strongsville at OBM Arena was definitely, you know, there was a lot of refocusing going on, I think, in that on-ice session, so it'll help to get right back on the ice in a game situation against the team the Monsters have played well against this year, albeit in a limited sample size, the Charlotte Checkers. Checkers have been sort of one of those teams that's been, you know, up and down to start this season. They've got a lot of talent, but they also, you know, at times have had their struggles, just like any team this time of year. So the Monsters have a good opportunity to hit the road and put together, and as you said, a tight window of time, a couple of good performances, hopefully earn four big points here. It'll be interesting to take a look at Bojangles Coliseum as the Checkers have a new home this year. A little bit of an older building, but dedicated to the Checkers now. They were splitting the building, of course, with the Hornets of the NBA in years past, so it'll be interesting to see their new digs. And I know for the Monsters, All it's about right now is bouncing back and winning after they fell last night at home. So I know that Jared Bednar, Monsters head coach, is going to have everybody refocused. A couple of injury problems for the Monsters right now, so they're a bit shorthanded. We'll see if we get some reinforcements from lower levels for Lake Erie heading into the weekend series. But you know, right now it's all about just finding a way to win on Saturday, and I know the Monsters are going to do everything they can to make that happen.
Monsters will be back at home, by the way, Christmas weekend. You get three games at the Q, Saturday, Sunday, and then a Tuesday night game in between Christmas and New Year's. And you get to see Grand Rapids again, and you will definitely want to see them, a team that's on a roll. They take on Grand Rapids Saturday the 26th at 7 o'clock, Sunday the 27th at 5 p.m. That's a good start time, middle of the afternoon, get a chance to see the Monsters in action. And then on Tuesday the 29th, a 7 o'clock game against the Toronto Marlies. And, you know, you look at the schedule there, Tony, and they are on the road from December 31st, New Year's Eve, all the way until January 20th. Is there a particular reason why it's almost 3 weeks on the road for the Monsters?
It's definitely going to be a long trip. Longest trip of the year, no doubt about it. You know, there are some building conflicts here at the Q, and I know the Cavs deal with a similar situation in the month of January. So lots of cool events here in Cleveland means lots of road time for Monsters and the Cavaliers. But 3 weeks on the road, it's good in the sense that it gets your team to really come together, but it can be grueling. And heading on to the middle stretch of the season now, I think the Monsters are all anxiously awaiting that trip, and they're going to want to make as much hay as they possibly can in the lead up to that stretch, because, you know, it's one thing to go on the road for a weekend and try to get a couple of wins, but when you're, you know, on your 15th, 16th, 17th consecutive night in the hotel on the road, it can be difficult to live that life. So the Monsters are going to have a taste of that. I know that they're eager to get that trip out of the way for the season, and once you get through something like that, boy, don't the months of February and March look inviting. So I think the team is, like we said, really anxious to do all they can do before they embark on that little journey there. And certainly they're well aware of it as we head down to Charlotte for a smaller version of a similar setting this weekend.
Again, we're talking with Tony Brown of the Lake Erie Monsters, play-by-play man here on NEO Sports Insiders, Monsters Insiders, as we get a set chance, I should say, to start to look ahead to the Charlotte Checkers this weekend. Tony, before I let you go, I got to ask you, what did you dress up for Star Wars night last weekend?
You know what? I took a pass on the whole costume part, but we had a TV game that night, so that's my excuse for not participating. But I can tell you the fans did not disappoint. Part of the staff members, too. We were certainly a well-represented group, and boy, wasn't that a fun night. I think the best-dressed players, or the best-dressed people in the house were the players, and
yeah,
especially Star Wars jerseys, some of which went for nearly $5,000.
Wow.
Like Oleg Yevanko's jersey, I believe, went for $4,700, which is a new record. It's my understanding for a specialty jersey for an individual sweater, and all of that money went to a great cause, and that, of course, is Toys for Tots of Northeast Ohio. So it was a great night, a great 2-1 win, and a game that featured Oliver Bjorkstrand's first professional goal and a nice victory over the Chicago Wolves, and then to raise all that money and to just have fun on Star Wars night was something pretty special, and boy, we were all happy to be a part of it on Saturday at the Q.
Yeah, good time and a great crowd on hand for that as well. Again, Tony Brown from the Lake Erie Monsters. Tony, have a great holiday, my friend. I hope all the best to you and your family, and we will definitely catch up with you again. Enjoy Charlotte this weekend. Probably some good weather down in Charlotte, I would imagine.
Yeah, some good weather, some good eating, we hope. Excited to hit the road, Matt, as always. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you, too.
Take care, Tony.